Hi, this is Stanislav from Lansoft. We have prepared for you a short digest of news from IT world. For the next 4 minutes, stay tuned to find out more. According to a Bloomberg survey and a survey by the British consulting firm Ernst & Young, more than half of employees globally would quit their jobs if not provided post-pandemic flexibility. So the other day it became known that Apple employees are pushing back against a new policy that would require them to return to the office 3 days a week starting in early September. Staff members say they want a flexible approach where those who want to work remote can do so. Big companies like Google or Ford Motor have already promised to be more agile on this issue. And what about Ford? American concern Ford has applied for a patent for the technology of scanning billboards located along the road. The advertisement from the billboards will be broadcast directly into the car interior. The time frame for implementing the interface is not yet known. Experts predict the death of offshore in the European Union. G7 countries have agreed on a minimum profit tax for IT companies of 15% for big tech. The meeting was held by the finance ministers of the G7, which includes the USA, Britain, Germany, Italy, Canada, France, and Japan. Previously, IT giants have registered their companies and opened headquarters in countries with lower taxation to reduce the tax deduction. The meeting of G7 leaders will be held from June 11th to 13th. Columbia University researchers have introduced CKVM, a hack-resistant hypervisor. It is the first cloud computing system to have passed formal verification. This means that the software is mathematically correct, that the program code works as it should, and that there are no hidden security bugs to worry about. The authors of the technology have already won an Amazon Research Award for it. Hacker group Anonymous declared war against Elon Musk. In their appeal, the hackers stressed that Musk's games with cryptocurrencies ruined the lives of many investors, and the billionaire himself continued to mock them by publishing memes. Hackers attributed Musk's popularity to the fact that the businessman played on people's interest in electric vehicles and space exploration. However, the result of the billionaire's companies are not as impressive as they may seem, and he has more and more competitors, stated Anonymous. In particular, they recall that in the first quarter of 2021, Tesla earned more from the sales of bitcoins than from its electric cars. Postscriptum. If you still don't know exactly where Belarus is, the news feeds and Flight Radar 24 can help. Have a good week.